My name is Tom Shippey, and with me this morning are Melanie Summers and Ty Fitzpatrick. Melanie and Ty both work for the ArcGIS desktop portal dev team, and I work for training services. I'm a tech lead, and I work mostly in server portal kinds of areas. So together we're going to be presenting a workshop here talking about sharing maps and layers to ArcGIS portal. So we'll be primarily focused in throughout this presentation on using Pro, ArcGIS Pro, some of the new features, the advanced features for being able to share layers and maps within the environment. So here's our agenda. We're going to start off and we'll kind of start simple. We'll start off with sharing a hosted feature layer. So we're going to be basically writing into our WebGIS. Then we're going to talk about how we can share a reference layer from a GIS server, so kind of a traditional kind of map service type of operation. How many people here have shared either a map service or a feature layer? Feature layer maybe to ArcGIS Online, map service to your GIS server. So we're going to see some of the enhancements in the UI for Pro for how to be able to do that. Then we're going to move on and explore some of the features of Pro, which make it sort of a much more WebGIS-centric kind of an application. So one-click ability to create native web maps right from within Pro. And then finally, we're going to wrap up talking about packaging. So we've used packages before across our organizations for being able to do sharing. We're going to look at the package capabilities that are built into Pro. And we're going to look at one particular workflow in which we'll be able to take a package and be able to push some 3D up to ArcGIS Online. Okay, so as we move through this process, we kind of want to look at this in a couple of different ways. We want to look at it from the user interface perspective. So I think we might think of ArcGIS Pro as kind of being a performance, kind of a, you know, almost a sports car that has all kinds of great features, and in order to be able to drive a car, really all you need to know is how that dashboard works for you. And that's what we're going to spend a lot of time talking about. But we also, I think, need to understand a little bit about what's going on under the hood. And that's where we'll be pulling in some of our WebGIS concepts and looking at, I think, this diagram a little bit more in detail. So I think everybody has probably seen this, where we have services on the bottom, we've got our applications in the top, and then we've got the portal in the middle. So we're going to abstract this out a little bit, and we'll be looking at ArcGIS Pro as our client, as our sharing client. We're going to abstract that thing out, and we're going to look at some of the sophisticated desktop functionality, and we're going to see how it can both share and consume those maps and layers. Then we're going to move down and talk a little bit about the WebGIS deployment, the portal for ArcGIS. And that portal is then going to be our entry-level layer, of course. But we also have behind it a hosting server so that we can go ahead and publish those hosted services. And the data from those are going to go into, again, we're setting up our WebGIS with a ArcGIS data store on the back end. Then we want to also look at how we can use this, our own custom ArcGIS server, so our GIS servers, for being able to get that full server GIS functionality. And in particular, we're going to be looking at, okay, how can we reference data that's in our enterprise geodatabase? We want to be able to do that through Pro. So a lot of these operations are things that we have kind of done in bits and pieces through lots of different other interfaces through the traditional desktop interface. But we want to focus in on some of the things that are particular here to the newer versions of Pro, and as we move forward, how that interacts with our WebGIS on-premises and portal for ArcGIS. Okay, so when we look at Pro's sharing, we get basically these three categories of items that we can share. So Pro will share directly to native web maps and web scenes, so we can do 3D and 2D right in place. And as Jack said in the plenary, we're looking at data now not as having 3D applications and 2D applications. We're looking at across the board, okay, what does our data use, and what's the smartest technology to be able to do that display? And Pro has all of that integrated right into it. When we talk about sort of the fundamental component or the fundamental element that we use when we're sharing, we're really talking about this idea of a layer. We want to take and expose functionality through these layers. So we have our traditional feature and tiled layer. So those would be the things that we would publish or share to a hosted server, things that we might have done to ArcGIS Online. We expand that out. We can also share to our GIS server. A map image layer is really a dynamic map service. And an image layer would be a dynamic image service. And then we have the ability to do 3D in the forms of elevation and scene. And then we have new and enhanced vector tile kind of layers as well. So these layers that we share then end up as items in our portal to be able to work with. And then over on the far side, we have this ability to take our data and package it up into essentially archive files that we can share with other desktop users. And as we're going to see in our last demo, we can actually take those packages and use them as part of some workflows for actually being able to do sharing through publishing. So that's a lot of functionality and a lot of pieces. And I think we kind of, in the WebGIS realm, run into a little bit of confusion. Okay, so what are these components and how do they relate to each other? We talk about services, we talk about layers, we talk about web maps, and we want to kind of deconstruct that a little bit and say, how do these things go together as the building blocks of our WebGIS? And so we'll start at the bottom and we'll build up. So we've got this idea of a GIS service, and the GIS service is really exposing a URL that allows us to get at functionality. Again, this is nothing new. This goes all the way back to the original versions of ArcGIS Server. But what is new in the WebGIS realm is how we expose that and how we make that available. And again, one of the key points here at the second point is where that data lives. Am I going to copy that data up to my server, or am I going to reference data that's in place? But once that service is in place, how do we then access it? We want to look at this idea of the layer and the layer that fits sort of into the middle realm here. And it's a portal item. So it's an item that lives in our portal. It has essentially metadata kind of content associated with it. It's going to expose an ArcGIS server service. And it's going to have that functionality for us to be able to use. And the service and the layer then work together, essentially, in the same kind of sense that we would think of a desktop layer as existing. And then finally, on top of this, we can use web maps. And the web map is really a collection of these web layers plus some additional functionality. And the web map is a particular spec that Esri has created. It continues to grow in terms of its functionality and what's there. And it's recognized as kind of the fundamental component going across all of our different clients. So Pro can look at it and use it. The web map viewer can use it. Web app builder can pull it in. We can even use it in our runtime applications. Change that web map in one location, and all of those different clients that are consuming it are going to immediately have the new web map. Again, not a new story, but I think something that we can get a little bit confused with if we don't really understand these relationships. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Melanie, and she's going to jump in and do a quick demo here of sharing a hosted feature service.
Thanks, Tom. Okay, perfect. You can see my screen. So this is Pro. It's a desktop application, and right now I'm looking at some local data. It's in a local file geodatabase. I'm just symbolizing some cities by population class, and they're labeled. So I'm going to share this as a hosted feature layer. There's a couple different ways that you can do that from Pro. If you want all of your operational layers in the map to be shared out as one layer, you can go from the Share tab and select Share as Web Layer. You can optionally right-click on one or multiple layers and choose Share as Web Layer. So when I do this, this is going to open up the sharing pane for me. And first, it's going to ask me to check my certificate. But as this opens up, we're going to see a couple different options. So the first one here is whether or not I want to reference my registered data. So I'm working with a local feature class in a file geodatabase, and I want to copy that up into my data store. So I'm going to choose Copy All Data. And then I want to be able to edit this data, so I'm going to choose Feature. You'll notice that my summary and tags were pulled in from my layer item already. And if we go into configuration, I can choose to enable editing, turn on sync or export, whatever you need to work with for yours. And then in the content tab, this gives you an overview of what's actually going to be added to your content in your portal. So here I have a web feature layer that's being added with one sublayer. If I had chosen multiple layers, you'd see multiple layers shown here. I'm going to go ahead and analyze this. And then to make things quick and easy, I've already published this, so we'll take a look at the final product. But one thing to note is that I do have labeling turned on here. So traditionally, labeling is not supported for a feature service, but because I've shared out a layer, not just a service, I'm able to maintain those labels that I've already configured through the sharing process, so I don't have to pull that back in and reconfigure it. So that's opening up now. Now, when we look at the actual service that was created, you'll see that it's in my hosted folder. It has that same name, cities with labels. And then because it's a feature service, I have a max record count. We'll zoom in. And you'll notice that those labels have been maintained. So what I authored in Pro was maintained seamlessly through the sharing process. Now, one of the really nice things about layers in the portal information model is that I can make a copy of that. So I'll go ahead and copy my layer, and then I'm going to quickly rename it. So I actually decided I want a version without labels. Without labels. I'll go ahead and manage my labels, turn them off. So you can see that did actually happen. And then I'm also going to really quickly configure my pop-up. So right now, if we take a look at a pop-up, I only have the three fields in there. I want to go ahead and turn on a couple extra fields. Why not? Save that pop-up. When we take a look, it's altered here. Now I can then go ahead and save this same layer. There it is, cities with labels. It pulls in all of that same metadata that was from the original layer, creating that item. So what's happening right now is I'm not creating a new service. I'm just creating another layer item that's referencing that initial service that was published from Pro originally. So we're not recopying data. We're not wasting resources there. So I may have one web map that I want to have labels and a smaller pop-up, and then another layer that I can re-pull in to a different map, a different application, to get that different experience. So without creating additional services, I get that different experience. So cities without labels is my new layer item. And then here you'll see that it's referencing that same actual service as we saw before. And then if I pull this into the map viewer again, oops. So there we no longer have our labels and we still have that expanded pop-up. Okay?
All right. Thanks, Melanie. There was quite a bit going on there. Now, even though this is a pretty simple publishing workflow that we are going through and something that's pretty familiar, let's go back and kind of review it and recap it a little bit to kind of get what we saw. And we'll go back to this diagram and we'll revisit it as we go through this presentation, looking at what were the pieces that were kind of going on. So we had that map in Pro that we wanted to share, and we had that layer. So we went ahead and shared that layer. And from the Pro interface, all we need to worry about is layers, right? Because we're going to interact with the portal. We're going to interact with our environment through these layers. But what's happened behind the scenes, and Melanie showed this, was that we created a hosted feature service in that hosting server. So every WebGIS is going to have a hosting server that's associated with it. And recommended best practices to have it be the ArcGIS data store, and that data then gets copied out into that data store automatically. So we've got that service that's accessing the data. Then the second thing she did, which is really powerful, and this is kind of, I think, the next generation of where we're looking at WebGIS, is this idea of being able to create another layer item and have that layer point to that service, just like we would point to data in the traditional desktop GIS environment. And that layer has the ability to set various kinds of properties. So we turned off labeling, just like you could turn off labeling in a map layer. And we were able to change the pop-ups. And so we can now have multiples of these different layers that we make available to our clients that may need them in various different environments. So very, very powerful feature of the environment. So the key takeaways here are that our layers and maps are going to maintain that authored content. So because Pro plugs right into the WebGIS environment, it'll go ahead and take those properties that we set in Pro and just pull them in natively again as a web map format. Those layers are easily modified, shared, and accessed then through other applications. And then as we saw, we can have multiple layers pointing to the same service. So some really, you know, simple things, but very, very powerful. Okay, so let's kind of go back and look a little bit more in depth at some of the layers that we're talking about here, the kinds of things that we're sharing. So as Pro was released initially, it supported the basic hosted services, so hosted feature services and hosted tiled map services. But it also now supports hosted 3D kinds of services. So Pro is the place you can take a 3D multi-patch layer, share that layer, and actually create a hosted service in that data store. And that's another powerful feature of the ArcGIS data store. It has built into it native support for those 3D caches. That's something you wouldn't get from just using a standalone enterprise geodatabase. And then as we saw, or what we're going to see, is that we also have support now for native map services and for native image services. So we've got map image layers that are going to allow us to be able to get to those GIS services. And as we move forward into the future, so this is today, or at least as of our 1.3 release, which is final and I think coming out next week, you'll be able to get it for Pro. This is what the world looks like. So we're able to do all these hosted services plus some of these GIS services. And going into the future, we're going to see things like geoprocessing services that we're able to do through Pro and geocoding. And as this functionality expands, we're going to see new kinds of service types that are going to come into play as new functionality is available. And Pro is going to be the leading edge for being able to share that. It's going to be our premier client for doing that. Okay, so we talked about Pro being this, you know, plugging into the WebGIS, and the WebGIS works with the portal. So we might have a question of, okay, here's Pro as our client, here's ArcGIS server as our server environment, where we've got a set of data that's in our enterprise geodatabase that we want to be able to publish that traditional map service, that traditional dynamic map service. But Pro has to go through some kind of a portal login. All of the operations that Pro does in terms of sharing are going to go through some kind of a WebGIS. So how do we marry these two ends together? And the answer to that is we use a thing called federation, portal federation. You probably have heard that term if you've worked with a little bit. How many people have worked with our portal for ArcGIS? Okay, few of you have, maybe about half. But essentially, federation is quite a bit beyond what we can cover in this discussion. And there's a really good introductory session called Portal for ArcGIS, an introduction. A couple of sessions in the week coming. We'll talk about them at the end. And I'd recommend going to one of those just so you can get kind of the real story on how to make it happen and what's going on. But the thumbnail version is that when we federate ArcGIS server with Portal, server then uses the portal security model, it gets its users from the portal user store, and now there's this tight connection between the WebGIS and this ArcGIS server. That federation then allows us to create those layer items that are then going to allow us to keep that layer-centric and map-centric model moving forward. Now, the other part of this then is that gives us the ability to get to our GIS server. But we want to talk about the data. And here, when we are, you know, involved in publishing data that is our authoritative content, data that we're maintaining in our enterprise geodatabases, Pro can connect to that data directly just like any other client can. But then how do we go ahead and do the referencing of that data? Well, here we have our ArcGIS server system, which is set up as a federated ArcGIS server site, and we need to make sure that the ArcGIS server has the ability to physically connect to the data and permissions. Nothing new there. That goes all the way back to the older versions of server. But then we go ahead and we register that data with the server, and that essentially tells the server that it has access to that data. It's aware of it. And now when we go into Pro and share, we can choose that reference option. Melanie chose the copy option. But when we choose the reference option, then the service gets published, the new dynamic map service gets created, but because the data is registered, we're now going to reference. So we're hitting the same data that we have in both directions. So the WebGIS is referencing the data, and our clients on-premises can reference that data as well. So I'm going to turn it over to Melanie to kind of show you that demo.
Okay, so back into Pro. I have two layers in my map this time, states and cities. This time my cities are symbolized using a heat map renderer, which is new symbology to Pro. So we're able to pull in that symbology that's specific to Pro and bring it into our map service. So this time I want both layers included, so I'm going to quickly click Share as Web Layer. And again, as Tom mentioned, I'm going to choose the option to reference my registered data. So instead of packaging up and copying that data to the server, it's going to keep it in my enterprise database. I'm going to turn on Feature because I'd like to have editing access again. And then under Configuration, I'm going to turn on WMS. So when we look at the content that's actually going to be created, we have both a map image layer with two sublayers, the feature layer, which is just that feature access on that dynamic map service, and then my WMS layer is also going to be added. So one service is going to be created with WMS and feature access, but I'm getting three different layer types added to my content. So I'm going to have my map image layer, my feature layer, and my WMS layer. I'm going to go ahead and analyze this. And because I turned on feature access, it does require that my enterprise data be registered with the server. So I'm going to go ahead, right-click register. Reanalyze, you'll see that that error goes away. Real quick, we'll take a look in Manager and see that that was fully registered. So I have both ArcGIS Data Store and now my enterprise database registered with my server. So again, I've already gone ahead and shared this layer out. Which is right here. So you can see that what was actually created was a map service. So if I open this up in the viewer, and zoom in, here we see that exact same service added. Now, because I added feature access as well, I'm going to add my feature layer into this map because right now I don't have editing capabilities. So I'm going to search for a layer, and then was cities heat map, adding that in. Now, the map viewer is smart enough to notice that I have the underlying service powering those two layers is the same service. So we still only see one layer here in my contents, but you'll notice that I now have that edit button. So I'm going to go ahead and add in a new state because we need another one of those. Why not? It'll be my state. Close, finish that edit. And then because that's registered, coming back here, you'll see again we're looking at my enterprise data. If I refresh this view, you see that I have my new state. So editing capabilities through that service working into my enterprise data.
All right. Thanks, Melanie. And again, it looked simple, right? We just kind of sat down and drove this race car. But there was a lot that was going on there. So let's go back and recap it one more time and make sure we understand all the pieces that are here and what's at play. So what did we see? Well, we saw that Pro was referencing enterprise data. So it's data in an enterprise SQL Server database. Okay, so we went ahead then and decided we were going to share that layer. And as she said, she could have selected from the map multiple layers and been able to right-click and share them, or she could go in and turn on various kinds of functionality. And based on different types of functionality, Pro is doing the right thing. It's either collapsing those layers together into a set of sublayers within the published layer, or in the case of the WMS, WMS requires a different URL, a different REST endpoint, and so that has to be another layer, and that just automatically gets created. And when you go into that contents pane, you see all of those things that are going to happen. So it's visible right there in the user interface. And again, you don't need to know, but it's gone ahead and created that map service for you behind the scenes. That map service has WMS enabled, it has feature access enabled, and it's got all of the dynamic capabilities that are there. And because the data was registered, and if whoever was managing Melanie's portal had taken my portal class, they probably would have registered that data ahead for her. But if it isn't, you as the publisher right within portal can say, okay, I need to go ahead and register this data, and it went ahead and did it. So it exposes the user interface. And again, this is part of all of the integration of WebGIS. These clients are being able to move back and forth among each other. You can see that Melanie can just click on a link that's inside Pro. It'll open up the map viewer. From the map viewer, she can come back in and see how to, or even from Pro, she can see how to go ahead and set up the registered data. So all these pieces there working together, doing exactly the right thing for you, and then referencing that data because it is registered. So again, easy to do, but lots and lots of functionality down below the surface. So our key takeaways here are we have the ability to reference our registered data. So we're back in business with being able to use that. We can publish that data as a feature service, and we saw her do that. So we had the map service, feature service, pulled in the feature access, and again, the clients are smart enough to be able to overlay that and say, I don't really want two layers that are the same name here. I just want that functionality to be able to do editing. And she edits that data through the web application, through the WebGIS. It updates it down in our enterprise geodatabase, and then Pro immediately will see that when you go ahead and refresh. So we're able to do that. And as I said, it enables us to be able to have functionality like WMS and be able to have the appropriate layers created for it. So again, very, very powerful features, easy to get at, easy to work with, and easy to use. Okay, so what we want to do now is kind of transition a little bit from talking about this layer-centric model, from sharing specific kinds of content and items, to we just want to be another WebGIS client that works in the way that WebGIS clients work, and that is to say I want to work with my web maps. I want to work with web scenes. I want to just be in the natural flow of working with these items. And so we're going to look at the quick and easy sharing of web maps. And again, it's back to this concept that Pro is just going to do the right thing for you. It will go ahead and help you walk through this process and set things up. So first of all, something to note is that Pro is the only desktop application that really has this native WebGIS kind of design to it from the ground up. So it's the only place that you can share web maps from. And obviously, since it's the only 3D application where we're, or the 3D application where we're doing sharing, it's also the place where we would share web scenes from. So Pro supports what we call one touch, and we probably ought to say it's one operation because there's a little bit of work that you need to do to make sure that all the pieces go together. But essentially, it's, okay, in that sharing ribbon, I click that I want to share the web map. And in sharing that web map, it's going to create now for us a native web map, push that up to my portal, and have it there. But I want to also make sure that all the appropriate supporting layers are there. And that will just happen automatically. So if layers are linked to, if within my web map I've linked to layers that are already in the portal, what I'll get is links. If I'm linked to local data, like let's say point data or something, then it will go ahead, create the layer for me, but also publish the service. So I get all of that functionality and capability that's there for me to be able to work with that. And then when we extend this out into 3D, what do we need to do? Not very much. It's just another button. The user experience is the same. And it goes back to making the point again, 3D is just a native part of the whole Pro process. If the data you're working with really benefits from working with 3D, then we just go ahead and work with it in the scene context. If the data works better in a 2D context, we just kind of work with it in the web map. And it's seamlessly, again, going back and forth between these two within that fully integrated interface. So I'm going to turn it back over to Melanie, and she's going to kind of pick up some of those layers that we've already published and create a web map.
Okay. So here I have a map that I have two services in. You can see here it's a little server icon. So these were what we've already shared today. So we have cities with labels. Those are our points showing population. And then we have cities heat map, which is including both the state's outlines and the heat map version of those cities. And then I also have a local layer here, which is our rivers. So I'm going to share this out as a single web map. By going from the sharing pane, I'll click share as web map. And when I do this, it's going to maintain those existing items. So it's not going to republish anything for me. When I go to my content, you'll see that I have both my new content that's being created, which is this web feature layer. Those are my rivers, so that's not a service yet. So it's going to create a service and that corresponding layer item for me. And then under existing content, you can see that I have my cities feature layer, which is those labeled points, cities heat map, which is that map image layer, and then my base map, which is a topographic. So when I go ahead and share this out, it's going to automatically include all of those existing layers and then create any new layers that I need to have. When sharing through a web map, it can create both feature layers and tile layers. One thing I didn't mention previously was we have the jobs pane. So here you can see everything that I have shared in Pro, unless I cleared out my history, which I have not done yet. But this is really helpful because from Pro, you can have multiple sharing jobs at one time. So if you have four different maps that you need to share, you can have those process at the same time. You don't have to wait for one to finish. You can close down Pro, reopen it. It's going to continue working for you. This way, if you have especially large caching jobs, it's really helpful to be able to check the status of where it's at and continue interacting with and working with your data. So this feature layer just finished up. As soon as that's done, we're going to get our web map. The other nice thing about the jobs pane is you can easily link to those items that you've shared. We'll take a look. So this is my content. So looking at what we've shared so far, as we mentioned earlier, we had the city's heat map. So we have that map image layer, the WMS and feature layer. We're done sharing that map. So we'll reload and we'll take a look at. Now, this map can be opened in any client that supports web maps, as Tom has mentioned, including Pro. And from Pro, we can really easily load that from the project pane. So there we see those the new service that was created, my cities that were already configured with labels in desktop, and that map image layer. So that's sharing a web map. Very similarly, we can easily share out a scene as well. So this scene here, it's my little snippet of Portland that I have. I have trees and buildings. So this is local multi-patch data. It's all stored in my FileGeo database, including my base map. So one of the nice things about a local scene is I can have it in the projection, in any projected coordinate system that I want. So here it's in state plane. So I'm going to go ahead and share this out as a web scene. Now, when we take a look at what content is actually being created, you're going to see that quite a lot is actually happening. So we're creating an elevation layer because I have custom elevation, a custom DEM that this is laid over. I have a scene layer for my buildings with a buddy feature layer, a scene layer for my trees and a buddy feature layer, and a new tile layer for my base map. Now I can go in and configure any of these. Real quick, we'll take a look at configuring that tile layer, which is going to act as my base map. When we go into the configuration, you'll see that you can choose whatever levels of detail. And new to Pro, you can additionally choose to cache locally. So instead of caching on the server, especially if you're sharing to ArcGIS Online, this is really helpful that you don't have to consume credits. It's going to automatically cache that locally and then upload it for you. So again, I've already finished this one, so we'll look at it in Pro. So you can see that it looks pretty much exactly the same. We've brought in that tree symbology. That was a preset layer, which is specific to Pro, where you can symbolize your point data as trees without having to create 3D model markers. It's just going to take in, based off of your attribute values, what those should look like. I do have bookmarks. I configured bookmarks ahead of time in Pro, and those are maintained through the sharing process as well.
Okay. So again, pretty simple user interface. We've got that idea of being able to click and create the web map. But let's kind of back up again, and there was quite a bit going on there as well. So what did we see? We saw Pro, and I'm just going to digest the web map one. The web scene is a little bit more complicated than what we want to dive into, and there are great 3D sessions you can go to that will focus more on some of those aspects of Pro. But what we saw here was that we can take those previously shared layers. So what do we have already out there? We have the hosted feature layer that's there, and we have our map image layer. So those layers already existed for us, and inside of our Pro map, we linked to those layers. And then we had that extra layer, that rivers layer, which was there, which also is now going to be local data. So in order to be able to have that shared to all of our web map clients, we're going to have to somehow get that up to the WebGIS. So we just basically pushed the button. Once we did some checking, we really didn't need to do all of that. We've gone ahead and created that web map. So the web map gets created. What's the web map doing? The web map is referencing those layers that we've already created. So we don't get that kind of sense of every time I publish a new hosted feature service or every time I'm trying to do something, I'm copying the data again. If those layers exist, we will go ahead and reference them. And then for that new layer, for the rivers layer, we went ahead and created the layer item. We went ahead and created the hosted feature service, and then we went ahead and created the data store there as well. So we pushed all of those items in. So what are our key takeaways here? Pro can share and consume these maps, so maps and scenes, and we saw that we could go back, take that scene, pull it back in. We could have gone into the scene viewer in Portal and consumed that and seen the scene in exactly the same kind of format. We get that one click. It's going to create the web map for us. It's going to link to or publish or basically create the layers that need to be there. And again, the key takeaway here is the user experience pretty much exactly the same between the scenes and the web maps. So web maps and web scenes, we've got that embedded 3D that's there for us to be able to use wherever we need to do it. So now what we want to do is move on a little bit beyond that and start to talk about this idea of packaging. So how do we now take our maps and layers and be able to create packages for them in all of these different kinds of environments? So remember, we had that package column that had different types of packages. We've got different types of projects that we can package up. We've got maps and layers, various types of items. And the package we can think of as being this kind of big box. Essentially an archive file. We're going to copy in whatever it is that's specifically necessary for that particular object that we're going to be packaging up. So if it's a map, we'll put in map kinds of contents. If it's the Pro project, we'll put the project file in there. And then the other thing we need to consider is, what are we going to do with the data? So if we want to create a completely self-contained package, we can go ahead and copy that data into the package and then share that package. It could go to online. It could go to anybody that we have. But let's say that we have a really large data set. We want to be able to share these packages among users within our own enterprise. Well, then we can go ahead and set this to be reference data. So we don't have to always have that data that we're moving around if we want to be able to have that be part of it. And then the other thing that we do when we're creating the package is try and identify the package destination. So we can have that package just be created as the package file, and then take that file, move it around manually. We could put it up on a file share. We could email it, whatever we wanted to do with it. But if we're going to be more plugged into the whole WebGIS and the platform concept, then we would share it to our portal. And we can share it to Portal for ArcGIS, or we can share it to ArcGIS Online. It's just a portal. And I think Melanie was showing that we've got different kinds of portals. And she will in the next demo, how inside Pro we can be connected to multiple portals. We can be connected to two or three different ArcGIS online organizations, two or three different local portal for ArcGIS instances, and we just seamlessly pick one that becomes our active portal, and then we can go ahead and share content to it. And then finally here, a couple of notes on packaging. When we create packages in Pro, those packages are going to have to be consumed in Pro. And that really makes sense when you think about it a little bit, because Pro is adding all of this additional functionality. And when you have a new application that comes out, you're not necessarily going to have backward compatibility into older kinds of clients. But it does have forward compatibility for existing kinds of packages. So it will do it that way. And then kind of leading into this next part of the demo that we're going to talk about is those packages not only give us the ability to share with other desktop users, other Pro users within our organization or outside of the organization, but to be able to facilitate some really interesting sharing workflows for being able to create layers and services in our portal. And so we want to talk about one particular here workflow, which is going to be using packages to share these layers to create the services in terms of being able to do some 3D. And actually, before we do that, I think I want to kind of try and set the context here a little bit and say, I think probably a lot of people have taken and created a tile package and uploaded it to ArcGIS Online. How many people have done that to create a tile map service? Okay, not too many. Okay, just a couple. But you can do that. So you can go into Pro and say, I want to create a package, a tile package, which is essentially a cache of that particular map in a packaged format. I can now push that up to ArcGIS Online, and it'll create a tiled map service for me. And again, that will keep me from expending resources on the server and saving some credits in the ArcGIS Online realm. But our workflow here then is to go ahead and create the desired package, whatever it is, and then go ahead and upload it into the portal environment. And as part of the upload, we can specify that we want to go ahead and share it, create a service that goes with it, or we can come back later within the UI for the map viewer or portal itself, actually not the map viewer, but within portal itself, and say we want to go ahead and do a publication. So what we want to do is highlight now how this kind of very simple basic workflow that a lot of people are familiar with can now be kind of extended into this idea of being able to do some neat 3D things. So I've got a 3D scene layer that I've shared out. And as we said, in Portal for ArcGIS, we can just go ahead and natively share that scene layer. And it will go ahead and create for us the elevation cache, because that's supported through the WebGIS when it's an online WebGIS that's local in our environment. But right now, that's not supported in ArcGIS Online. So I can't just take that 3D multipatch file and say I want to share it to ArcGIS Online. So what I would do then is go ahead and create a scene layer. So within my Pro environment, I can create this scene layer and then have a scene package that's built from that, or create the scene package, and then go ahead and push that package up to ArcGIS Online and publish it within the ArcGIS Online environment. So it's a way for us to get true 3D into ArcGIS Online. Now, that's kind of the basic flow, but we could also actually create our own custom elevation layers. And that's another possibility for this, is to create, using our standard map caching tools, a tile package that uses a new kind of format that's called LERC. It's limited error raster compression. You don't really need to care too much about it, but it's basically a format that's highly optimized for being able to use these elevation layers very, very effectively. So it gives us faster 3D performance when we're out there. And then we can go ahead and push that layer up to ArcGIS Online, make sure that we reference it appropriately, and we have the full capability of being able to do custom 3D elevation layers plus scene layers that we have in Portal, and be able to kind of mirror that back up in ArcGIS Online. So I'm going to turn it over to Melanie to go ahead and do that demo for you.
Okay. So before I jump into... Oh, I lost that page. Okay. So as soon as 1.3 comes out, the web help will be fully updated and we'll have this workflow completely outlined. So you don't need to memorize these GP tools if this is a workflow that you're interested in. I promise it's fully documented. I'm just not connected to the network. So with that being said, here is a web scene. It's on ArcGIS Online right now. You see here that I have trees that are realistic vegetation based off of preset layers. I have some lovely people and lamp posts. That's what that is. Those are points symbolized by 3D model markers. And then in the background, you see that I have these buildings. So if we take a kind of different view of it, you'll see I have my buildings, my trees, and then those 3D model markers. Now, this right now is in ArcGIS Online. So traditionally, we've been able to share feature layers and tile layers to ArcGIS Online. But when you're working in a 3D context, you may have additional elevation data or 3D multi-patch data that you want to also be able to share. To do that, we use packages. So in back into Pro, you'll see that this is the same scene that we were just looking at in the scene viewer. These are those points that are symbolized using 3D model markers. The vegetation is my preset layer, and then my buildings are that multi-patch data. Now, I'm not going to dive deep into the workflow for creating elevation layers. That's fully documented. It's 3 GP tools, super simple, I promise. The scene layer package, also super easy. From the analysis tab, I'm going to open up my tools, and I'm going to choose Create Scene Layer Package. So what this is doing is it's just going to pull in any 3D data that I have, and then I'm going to output a scene layer package. Scene layer. And what that's doing is it's creating that cache of those buildings locally for me, and it's putting it into an SPK that can then be uploaded to ArcGIS Online or Portal and published from there. So it's creating that scene layer package now. If I go into my content, you'll see that I have already uploaded one of those. Now, so it's going to automatically save that package locally. You can use the GP tool share package. If it's a really big package, you're going to want to do that. If it's really small, you can upload it through the browser as well. But that share package tool is right here where you just browse to that package. And this is applicable for any package that you have locally. And you can run that. So looking here, you'll see that I have my Philadelphia buildings. Real quick, I'm going to delete that service. And if we look at that scene layer package in the item details page, you'll see that I have this lovely publish button. So really easy. I can hit publish, and it's just going to create that service. It's basically unpackaging that scene layer package for me and creating a web scene layer that's hosted in ArcGIS Online. So this is a way, using packages, we're able to get that entire 3D scene that we had locally up completely on ArcGIS Online so you can easily share it out. So if we look in my content again, we can open up that web scene one more time. So, quite an easy workflow.
Excellent. Before we switch back, can you show real quickly in Pro how easy it was for you to go back and forth between Portal for ArcGIS and ArcGIS Online?
Oh, sure. So there's two places where you can change your portal, either from the upper right-hand corner where we have Switch Active Portal, or from the project or the backstage under the Portals tab. This is where you'd also add a portal. You can right-click, set as active portal. If you wanted to have multiple organizations within ArcGIS Online, you would specify that short URL.
Good, thank you. So again, we've seen this integration of all these pieces going back and forth between various different WebGIS environments working together. So let's go ahead and sort of digest this one a little bit. Now again, this one was pretty simple. Basically what we saw was we created that scene layer package through the GP tools, and again, we've got full GT pool or full GT tool support. There we go. Well, in Pro for a lot of these really critical kinds of tools that allow us to do these kinds of things. Now, Melanie alluded to the fact that we could go through that custom process, which is a little bit more complicated, but essentially what we do then is create that cache, that special lurk cache that's designed for elevations. We can take that cache then and use an export to layer tool that'll export it to a layer package, then go ahead and push that layer package up into ArcGIS Online and go through that same kind of publishing workflow that we saw before. Once that custom elevation is in ArcGIS Online, we can then go ahead and reference it as our elevation layer, even within our scene package as we're creating it, and then we can automatically be able to get that even more customized workflow. So, again, very, very useful, powerful kinds of tools that allow us to put the whole package together. So our takeaways here are that this desktop packaging that we think of being a way to be able to share items between our various desktop users actually has some ability to go ahead and extend this beyond into packaging workflows where we can upload packages to our portal and be able to work with them. So basically, we've seen quite a few different types of ways in which we interact with and we're sharing maps and layers. And we want to kind of pull this all together and just kind of quickly review. So we can see that from ArcGIS Pro, we can share these maps, layers, and packages to our portal. And the portal can be Portal for ArcGIS or it can be ArcGIS Online. We'll get different functionality depending, so we can some of those extra additional 3D capabilities that Portal for ArcGIS has, that online web GIS, which is different from our on-premises web GIS, which is different from our online. But essentially, we've got the same logical consistency across everything. We can see that layers and maps really are supporting all of these various different sharing properties. So it's all about the layer, right? Hopefully you go out of here and you say layer, layer, layer. It's the thing that's there. Gives us the ability to do filtering, symbology, and labeling. We've got sharing of the maps and the scenes. So again, very, very simple workflow. We can click on that environment, go ahead, and have the appropriate layers either linked or created depending on what we need. And then finally, we have package creation. So we've got lots of different kinds of packages that we can create and use in various different ways. So we can just have them be accessed across our desktop GIS or in some of these workflows for being able to publish and share. So at this point, what I'd like to do is turn it over to Ty, who's been sitting there not doing a lot yet, but he's going to talk about all the new things that are coming.
Melanie just wants to show the doc that she put in. And this doc really highlights how easy it is to share tile packages and scene layers via those packages up to online. That's a really handy way to share your content up to ArcGIS Online via those types. So we're going to continue working on those workflows because we know that that's a pretty important workflow. Sometimes you want to do it. Sometimes you want to cache those services online because you get that scalability. Like if you had to do 200 services in one day, which I've heard people do, ArcGIS Online is a great way to scale out like that because many people wouldn't have that many servers. But packages are a great way to kind of save credits and do it on the client first and then upload them. So these are some great workflows that she's documented and the help that are under the sharing portion of the doc in Pro. So I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the, you want to go back to the slide with them? Okay. Some of the new features that I will, we're going to, looking forward in the next release, and there's a ton more coming down the road as well. But extending those scene package workflows, Melanie showed one workflow where you were working with just buildings, 3D objects, which are multi-patches. But we're going to extend that to points as well and all the symbology that goes along with it. So you can create millions and millions of features up on ArcGIS Online in both buildings and points in 3D, for as many as you want up there, and we'll be able to publish those as services and see them in ArcGIS Online. As well, we're going to bring that workflow into Portal as well. And some of those are already there. We're also going to continue publishing locators, publishing GP tools, support for, as I said, 3D model markers to Portal. So when you share a scene to Portal, if you have 3D model markers, those are the little trees and the, sorry, benches, the lampposts, any type of 3D model marker that you want to symbolize in Pro, you can upload those to Portal as well. The additional capabilities that we want to support for Portal, these are additional capabilities for when sharing map image and feature layers, so cache map image layers. Some of the cache map image layers or cache map services that you would publish to a portal we want to support through Pro, as well as some of the advanced feature capabilities for sync, some of the advanced properties for feature layers that we know are important for editing workflows and offline workflows we're going to bring to life there in the next release. There's also some additional workflows for publishing to Linux where we change data source paths on the server. That will be in Portal 10.5 as well. So we try to push forward on many different areas that we try to keep up with the changes that happen in Portal and ArcGIS Online, 2D and 3D workflows. We're trying to cover the whole breadth of functionality there in terms of getting your data, the work that you do in desktop and Pro, and then pushing that out to the platform so you can get other clients to start leveraging that content is really, really important. And that's, you know, our primary job here is to get the hard work that you guys do in desktop and Pro and push that up into online so the other applications can read and consume that content. So that's what we're thinking about.
Want to do the wrap-up? Yeah. So I'll go ahead and wrap up. So we've got some suggested sessions that you can go to. Some good ones are the architectural patterns and practices, which will again talk to us a little bit about how that WebGIS is going to expand and where do these pieces plug into it. If you're interested, come down to the expo. There's kind of a whole new area as you enter into the products part of the expo, which is this platform enablement. And those folks can kind of help you to sit and look at your questions. So, you know, we're more the specific experts for you've got a problem, you come and say, okay, how do I make this kind of a service work? They're the people that would sit there and say, okay, what are you trying to solve? Here's the kind of technology that you need to be able to do that. And then you might come back on through. So it's kind of a new thing we're trying this year. Hopefully that will help you guys from more of the standpoint of, you know, how do I solve problems? And again, as I mentioned, that Portal for ArcGIS and introduction, there's one tomorrow morning, and then there's another one Friday morning. And then for people who are interested in the visualization, there's a 3D layers service that's there. So I think with that, if you can be sure that you fill out the survey, go into the survey apps, do that for us, and we've got some time to go ahead and take some questions.
So are you you're talking about sharing local data, or you just want to maintain like a consistent feel across your organization in terms of like how you're symbolizing, what labeling you're using, layouts? Yeah, so there's a couple different packages that we have. So if you include your project package, that's going to include every map, layout, analysis that you've had in that project. And so all of that would be maintained. The project package is going to have everything in your project. If you just wanted a map or layer, you could do those as well, but those wouldn't include like a layout. So if you want the layout to be included, I would say a project package would probably be the best choice. Or even if you want to be really consistent across your organization, you may want to try project templates, which every time you create a new project, it's going to have the same whatever maps you've defined, whatever layouts you've defined. Those would be a great way to do that.